Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you about Coshea. I thought she was just like the yoga lady, you know, the workout lady, because she was doing these, you know, exercises in the park, and she goes to different schools, and she, you know, helps young people and old people and all points in between work out and live healthier. But, you know, for her, it's not just about getting to the gym, but she's got a farmer's market, the first African-American female-owned farmer's market in the state of Minnesota. And you remember those Gentoo Knife commercials, but wait, there's more. So on Wednesday, she does something called Wellness Wednesday, where she brings in speakers and helps women to, you know, think outside the box. And these ladies share their stories every Wednesday over at Modern Well, a co-working space. But wait, there's more. She had a movie premiere, a whole documentary premiere at the Twin Cities Film Festival this year. It was the first movie. There was a red carpet and a big giant after party. But wait, there's more. It's just too much. It's too much creativity. And I love to see it. And she's created these amazing partnerships with Blue Cross Blue Shield and Caribou Coffee. And, you know, these corporate sponsors are lining up to help her help us heal. Through food, through fitness, through fellowship. And she's joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline because, okay, so the stories behind the menu is your creation, and you and Julie, and you've been doing it for a while, and Amanda Brinkman came in, and y'all did a documentary, it premiered at the Twin Cities Film Festival, and everybody was saying, oh my God, I want to be a part of the next stories behind the menu. Oh my God, when are you having another one? Oh my God, I don't want to miss out on it. Well, they don't have to, because you've got one coming up this Thursday at the Mosaic. Coach Shay, we got to get everybody. We got to fill the room because they don't want to miss out on this.
Hello, how are you?
Girl, I'm good, good, good.
Good, yes. We're down to the last, 10 tickets. So, we've been selling out, you know, over the last 2 years. We grew from 60 attendees to 150. So we're pretty proud of what we've created and how we've expanded our community.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, talk to me about Stories Behind the Menu. What is it and what is it all about?
So I call it it's my youngest child, but acts the oldest. So of all my businesses. So Stories Behind the Menu is a dinner book club focusing on racial health and equity through food and storytelling. So we're creating stories and an experience with local chefs that connect a book or documentary to how food has changed America and how the only true cuisine in the United States is indigenous. Everything else was brought in through enslavement or immigration, so why are we racist? We eat other people's food. We, let it nurture our body, but we won't have, courageous conversations with others and break down those walls and barriers.
Now, how did this idea come about? Because it is so original, so unique. I've never heard about anybody doing anything like this.
It started in my home, just creating, as you said, fellowship and community. But my love for books and documentaries, I really wanted to create a real book club. And then I added the component when it started in my home 6 years ago around cooking. I love to cook. And so then I wanted to highlight other chefs once I turned this into business and how they really have changed America and how we have, you know, we love food, right? We all need to eat together. And what can we do, though, but also learn and educate each other along the way?
Okay, so this Stories Behind the Menu dinner event is Thursday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Mosaic here in downtown Minneapolis. Folks can go to storiesbehindthemenu.co, storiesbehindthemenu.co. And what is in store for this particular event?
So we're really excited. We're ending the year with Sri Lanka food. So we've got Chef Heather Jantz coming in. She is going to create a whole, as she calls it, nourish your body, feed your soul, activate your senses. So she's getting ready to activate our senses with chutneys and eggplant and spices and tahini salads and curries. So we're going to have music, we're going to have fellowship, we're going to have education, and then there's a Q&A with Stephanie March from Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine with Heather Jantz. So it's going to be amazing.
And I love Stephanie. That is my absolute sister. She is amazing. How do you cultivate all these people to come together, Coach Shay?
Well, my love for food. So as much as I can get out there and meet people, and throughout the years, you know, I've worked in restaurants for years, worked in corporate America, so I really went back as an entrepreneur and thought about the connections I had made and how I can bring these people and chefs together and heal together from the inside out. And so I know a little bit of everybody, and then you just start asking around, and now other chefs are coming to us to be a part of this.
It has really grown 60 to almost 200 people. You talk about that being your third child. That child is grown. That child is a grown adult.
I told you. Yeah, it's my youngest. She thinks she's the oldest. I call her Fancy Lady because she creates a great experience. And she just took over. And, you know, we're so blessed for what has happened for those that have been on this journey for over 2.5 years and how we've grown with business. You know, I wrote and was an executive producer on a documentary, as you spoke of. And as we're growing that and what 2024 has in store for us, also, we're really excited.
Okay, you got to give us a sneak peek. You can't just tell us what 2024 has in store and think I'm just going to let you tip out the room with your finger in the air. No, ma'am. You are going to tell us what you got going on, because I know it's something special.
So as we continue, we have our next four dinners coming up for 2024. So we'll be announcing those four chefs on Thursday.
Okay.
And then we're taking the documentary on the road. So our goal is to do a 20-city tour nationwide. We're also connecting with universities, so to bring our documentary screening with the food tasting experience to 12 universities right here in Minnesota. So national and local. So whomever would like to be a part of this journey, we are taking inquiries now so we can create this tour and go on the road with it.
Okay, how can they get in touch with you?
Just go to storiesbehindthemenu.co, and there's our emails on there. I think it's info@storiesbehindthemenu.com. And, you will be able to get in touch with us and love to talk to anyone that would like to, you know, grow with us and see what we're getting ready to do.
Okay, see, this is the one thing that I love most about you is how inclusive you are. See, when I do something great, I don't include people, Coach Shay, okay? I be great all by myself, okay? I'm on the billboard. My name is on the lights. I don't be including people. I don't work well with others. That's what they say on my progress report at work. You know, I call it a progress report at work when you get the annual review. For me, I call it a progress report because I got kids. That's where I'm at. And it always does not work well with others. But you are so inclusive, and you always bring in people. And I have to tell you sometimes, can you please stop bringing all these people in and just get in the spotlight by yourself? Because you have always had a whole bunch of people around you, but you have always been one to lift and climb. Lift and climb.
And first of all, you include everyone, so give yourself credit
that
for
is
that.
Only if I can get the credit first.
Yes. But, you know, this is not about me. This is about the journey for others to grow together and educate what we're lacking and take those biases down. So I've just created, and let me say this, I have an amazing team behind the scenes. Our wonderful project manager, Candace, and we've got Joni and Baylin and Marcus and Beatrice and all these wonderful people that help me behind the scenes to make this look wonderful. And they're really there, you know, in meetings helping us create new ideas so we can take this to the next level. My goal is I want nationally people to understand and heal through food and sit down. And it can be done one conversation at a time.
Well, Coach Shay, I can't thank you enough for being here on the show and the work that you do in community. It is Stories Behind the Menu dinner event. It is this Thursday. A few tickets left. Get yours at storiesbehindthemenu.co. I love you, gal.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.